This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A bill that puts more rules on ketamine use in police settings passed the Senate today, the state Senate. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The proposed law puts stronger rules on how law enforcement communicate with paramedics who administer the powerful sedative to people outside a hospital. The way the bill is worded, if officers unduly influence EMTs when deciding to give ketamine, they could face discipline. Officers also have a duty to intervene if another officer is overly influencing paramedics. Law enforcement opposed the bill, saying they don't influence paramedics now and that their mere words should not be considered a use of force. It now heads back to the House. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Hotels in Denver have bounced back from the pandemic, sort of. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Last week, hotels in Denver were 63% full.
63 sounds tremendous these days comparative to where we were back last year.
That's Greg Leonard, who runs the Hyatt Regency across from the convention center, which he's thrilled to see hosting events again instead of being an emergency hospital. Carter Wilson with STR, a hotel consultancy, expects a good summer, but he says room rates will remain low for a long time.
And that's why, you know, when we look nationally, we're looking at a 5-year recovery.
5 years, just to get revenue back to 2019 levels. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
President Biden met with survivors of the Tulsa race massacre, marking the 100th anniversary of the violent attack that left as many as 300 dead and destroyed a vibrant black community. We'll have that story for you next on All Things Considered. A handful of people trying to establish a trans and queer haven in rural Colorado say their neighbors are continually harassing them. Critics say they are exaggerating the situation to solicit donations. CPR's Dan Boyce has our story, and that will come your way in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Tonight, Denver, Colorado Springs, and Fort Collins, chance of thunderstorms. Grand Junction, partly cloudy. And Vail also has a chance of thunderstorms tonight. This is CPR News.